Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, and we begin in Sif Beis, dealing with halachas of Kriya Sefer Torah at the very top of the Omud. And the Mechaber writes, Mish Eini Yodea Likros, if somebody is not able to go and read from the Torah, Tzorich Limchos Biyado Shlo Yale LeSefer Torah, then he should refuse to get an aliyah. We spoke yesterday how important it is to get an aliyah. He should refuse to take an aliyah because he's unable to read from the Torah. This, of course, is talking in those days, as we'll see, when the person getting the aliyah would also read from the Torah, as opposed to nowadays when we have a set Baal Kore. Now, if he's the only Kohen or Levi in the shul, you can't just call up somebody else, one might think. Now, if he's needed and he doesn't know how to read and there's no other Kohen or Levi there, what should he do? So, if at least he can go follow along with somebody else to do the laning, and he could follow along mila b'mila, then he could go get the aliyah. Otherwise, v'imlav lo yale. Otherwise, he shouldn't go up and get the aliyah if he's incapable of doing this. As we'll see also, this is not the halacha l'maisa today, as we'll see inside the Mishnah Berurah. So now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Mitoch divrei ha-mechaber muchach, from the words of the mechaber, it seems to tell us, Da'afilum yochu likros ha-mashliach tzibu mila b'mila, mitoch ha-ksav, gam kein ein likroso. The first opinion of the mechaber was, don't go up there to get an aliyah unless you can go and lane it yourself. Despite the fact that you could follow along with the person laning and read it with a mila b'mila, l'chatchila, the mechaber seems to say that that's not correct. Kibin shoach likro liyachir. Let him call up somebody else who could lane the aliyah. However, avo midivri ator lekamen b'simen kuf memalav. However, the words of the tor, and likewise tshuva sarosh, tshuva shab beis Yosef, and the tshuva from the rush that's brought down in the beis Yosef and in the Shaar Tzion, he brings down. Likewise, from the words of the Vilna Gaon, who seems to say that this is the opinion of the Rama as well. Mashma the Yesh Lahakel Bazeh. He says that we are makel to allow this to happen. Uvifrat Lemisha Kosav B'Sif Gimel B'Shem Mariel Bevada In Lahachmer Bazeh. And likewise, as we'll learn in the next sif, today we're very makel to allow even people that can't read for themselves the laning, and if they're able to at least follow along Mila Mila, and we'll see even if they can follow along Mila Mila, we still are makel today to allow them to get an aliyah. Sif Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lo Yale, such a person L'Chatchila according to the Mechaber should not go up. Why? Because you're not allowed to read even one letter, one word of the Torah outside. You have to read it inside. And if this person is incapable of reading it inside, when he's going to hear the Chazan say it, he's going to say along with the Chazan, he's going to be saying it outside. He says, look in Simf Gimel, in the Ramadid, Bahagod, the Minhageinu Lohokel B'chol Gabne. As I've already pointed out, which you'll see momentarily, nowadays we're very makel on this, like the Ma'aril, and we do allow people to go and get an aliyah, even if they're blind, as we'll see, if they can't read along, they're in Amma Aretz, as we will see momentarily. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Afilu Rosh HaKnesses, O Chazan, even the head of the shul, the president of the shul, the leaders of the shul, or the Chazan of the shul, Lo Yikra, they shouldn't go up to take an aliyah, at Shiyomer Lo Kra, until they're asked to go up there and lay in the aliyah, to go up there and get the aliyah. The Nagu, however, the minag is, Shishliach Tzibor, now here they're talking the Shliach Tzibor means the Baal Kore. We have to differentiate between the Chazan and the Baal Kore. Here the Shliach Tzibor is the one who is laning. So he's a designated laner, so he's entitled, Kishirotse Mavarach Vakore Belini Tilas Rishos. He's allowed to go and take any aliyah that he wants for himself. He doesn't have to, quote, ask permission. Why? Mishum Dehevi Kiilu Mishah Sheminu L'Shliach Tzibor Hirshua Kach. Because by the fact that they designated him to be the Baal Kore, it's as if they also said you can take any aliyah that you want. Let's understand this a little bit better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav. Even if he's the head of the shul, he can't just go up there and get aliyah. And certainly, because you can't adam the alma, any person just stam can't walk up there and take an aliyah. Why? Vatam shein roi shiachlok adam kovod liatzu. It's improper for a person to go and take kovod for himself without being given permission to do so. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down from the Levush, Va'od, furthermore, the Lo Leisei Li'insuye, if you allow anybody to just walk up there and take an aliyah, it's going to definitely lead to fights. Shekol Echod, Yachdim Atzmo, said, I deserve to get Shlishi, I deserve to get an aliyah, I haven't gotten an aliyah in a few weeks, so it's going to lead to fighting, and therefore, only get an aliyah when you get called up by the Gabbai. Sivkat and Zayin, Mishum Dehevei, the Mechaber is quoted over here, because when we appointed the person to be the Baal Kore, we're basically saying you can get any aliyah you want. Shir aloshon kenu, and this is what he means. Mishum dahavi ki'ilu hirshu al kach mishor sheminu l'shliach tzibur. Because it's as if when he was appointed to be the Baal Kriya, we have essentially told him, you can go get any aliyah that you want. Beis Yosef Mavar Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings down a further explanation of this. The Kivan, the Achshav Noagim Shashliach Tzibur Hu Akori B'Makom Olim. Since nowadays the Shliach Tzibur reads for everybody in place of the person getting the Aliyah reading, Imkain. Therefore, Kivan Shirshu Liyo Shliach Tzibur. Since we allow him to be the Shliach Tzibur, it's as if Harei Hirshu Likros BaTorah. We're essentially giving him permission to go and read from the Torah, and therefore Mistama Lo Kapta Yimivorach Gamkain. Now, how could we be upset if he also says the bracha? We're giving him permission to read. Therefore, if he wishes to also make the bracha, we certainly would allow him to do so. He's going to read anyway. He's a designated Baal Kriya, so it's not so terrible if he also says the bracha. And therefore, he would theoretically be allowed to go take any aliyah that he wants. Now, the Ramah says, Hagah. Uve medinos elu ein noagin kein. Nowadays, we of course do it differently. The ein chachazan ole rakish asgan omer olalos. And even the Baal Kriya doesn't go and take an aliyah unless he is being told to do so by the gabbai. I think, if I'm understanding this correctly, we use the term chazan over here as the Baal Kori, whereas previously we used the term shliach tzibur for the Baal Kori. In any event, aval ein korin lo bishmo. But when the person who is the laner, the Baal Kore, is getting an aliyah, you don't have to call him up. Kimo shar olim, like we call up all the other people, shekorin osam bishmei, ploni by ploni. We say yamod yitzchok ben avram for the aliyah, so you don't have to do that for the person who's laning, because he's already up there. And this is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, kivan shu omet shom, because he's already up there, we don't have to call him up by name. Now the Ramah continues and he writes, somebody's father's an apostate, he's unfortunately worshipping Avodah Zarah. So then, when we call his son up for the Aliyah, we don't call him up by the father's name. We say, Yaakov ben Avraham. We call up the son, and we use the name of his grandfather, not the name of the father. But we don't call up the son just by his first name, Yamod Yaakov. Avlo bishmo levad. We don't call him up just by his own name, but we use the grandfather's name in order, shelo levai shel barabim, in order not to embarrass the father by the fact that the father's name is not being used. So people say, hey, you just called up the person Yaakov. You didn't mention anybody. Must be that his father's an apostate. Whereas if they hear Yaakov ben Avram, they won't say, they won't say that he's the busha to the father. They'll say, Mistama, the father's name is Avram. But this is only true, the Ramah says, V'davka shelo Allah miyamav b'shem Aviv. That's when he never was called yet up for an aliyah using his name Yaakov ben Yitzchak. Avalim hu gadol, but if the guy's above bar mitzvah and he's gotten aliyahs in the past, v'hur go b'yoso yelalos b'shem Aviv, and everybody's used to hearing him being called up as Yaakov ben Yitzchak. And now, unfortunately, only now, subsequent to his being called up many times for an aliyah, v'hemer Aviv lavodos kochavim, and only now has his father Nebuch gone over to be an apostate. So koronoso b'shem Aviv kibosh hu go. So then you're allowed to continue calling him up Yaakov ben Yitzchak, even though Yitzchak, unfortunately, now is a ovei kochavim. Why? In order not to embarrass him in public. And likewise, if you're concerned that Yitzchak is never going to go and tattle on you and he's going to cause trouble by doing so, so then if you don't call up the son by the father's name, it's going to cause trouble. You're certainly allowed to call up the son by the father's name, Yitzchak, Yaakov ben Yitzchak, in the case that I just mentioned. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes explains, when you go and call up Yaakov ben Yitzchak, you don't say, Yamod, Yaakov ben Harav, Hagodol, Yitzchak, or something like that. Kimo Chavir or Moreno, you certainly don't call him up by a title that praises him. You're certainly not allowed to say anything that is falsehood. So quickly call up Yamod Yaakov ben Yitzchak. You say it real fast, and you say it swallowed up, so to say, so it won't cause embarrassment, and at the same time, nobody's going to notice. The Dafka B'Yosier, and we only allow this in that city where he's used to being called up, Kemosh Kosov Ramah, as the Ramah already mentioned. Ablam Bali Irach Eres, but now he's going to another town where they don't know him, Visholo Suaskan Ech Nikola Torah, and he gets an aliyah as a guest over there in that town, and they ask him, what's your name? So then he should say, Yaakov ben Avraham. He should say his grandfather's name, Yomar Shem Avi Aviv, rather than saying Yaakov ben Yitzchak. The issue for number 6 explains, Haminok HaPoshet Bivnei Ashkenaz Likro Liola B'Shem Bishmo uvishem Aviv. Our normal custom is to call somebody up by their name as well as the son of so-and-so, their father. Kamosha Kosov HaRamah Ubedaki Moshe. And the Ramah and the Daki Moshe, the Ramah of course is the Daki Moshe, he states it in both places, the Ken Kosu HaShulchan HaTorah. This is the common minhag that we do. And this is also brought down by many other poskim. And this is again the way everybody gets called up, to be called up by their name and the name of their father. So that's the standard way that somebody gets called up. How are you supposed to say your father's name? Normally a person isn't supposed to say his father's name. So Rav Yashiv brings down, as well as Agoin Abba Shol, in the Mora Horim Uchvoda, who says that when you ask to be called up, you say, my name is so-and-so Ben Rebbe Ploni. That's allowed. You're allowed to mention your father's name in this situation. When you have no other choice, mutul ben, a child is permitted to say, Lomar, I am the son of Rebbe Ploni, in that type of a way. And if the gabbai is calling up his own father for an aliyah, he should just say, Yamod Avi Mori Ploni Ben Ploni. However, Rav Yashiv says he should just say, Yamod Avi Mori. That's enough. He doesn't have to mention the father's name. The issue footnote number 7 also brings down that if Rachmanu Litzlan, not only the father, but also the grandfather is an apostate, so the Prima Gadim brings down, he's not sure what you do in this situation. Should you call him up by the great-grandfather's name? He's not sure. We only find the concept that Banim are considered, Bnei Banim are only grandchildren. We don't find this by great-grandchildren, so he's left with a tzarachian as to what to do. Then the Ramah continues, V'yasufi ushtuki, a child that's a foundling, or a child that is a shtuki. This is a child that is his mother is known, but his father is not known. And when the child says, is this my father? The mother says, shush, 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 shusok, be quiet. So that's a shtuki. Shtuki, again, we know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is. And a sufi is one who's collected, he's nasaf from the shuk, he's a foundling. We don't know who his father or his mother is. So korinoso b'shem avi imo. So then in this situation, we call up the child, and we say, you are so-and-so, the son of your maternal grandfather. So in this situation, you would call up the person in that fashion. Obviously, the question is, if he's a foundling, how do we know who his mother is? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, Umayri Shabbos Achatz Kodim Shinesach Minashuk V'Amra Shi Imo. So we're obviously talking about a situation where he was a foundling, but then a woman came along and said, that was my child. So in this situation, we believe it enough to call up her son, the foundling, by the name of her father. However, the Taz says that the minhag is, in this situation, to call up the child as Yaakov ben Avram. Here we're not using Avram as the grandfather, but we're saying Avram as Avram Avinu. And the Chayyadim brings down, that this is more correct. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that the reason for this is, she'im yikru b'shem avi imo, if you were to actually call him up by his maternal grandfather's name, so then people might mistakenly think that that's really who he is to be named afterwards, and in chas v'shalom, in a case of a gerushin, they might write this down in the get, and that would of course be incorrect, because you go there by the father's family, and not by the mother's family. Back to Ramah, we say, v'meinu yadua, if we don't know who the parents are, either the mother or the father, koronoso b'shem avram, Kimo Lagir. We then call him up as if he was a convert, and we'd say, whoever the convert's name is, again, Yaakov ben Avram, and here we mean Avram Avinu. So that's what you would do with a foundling that you don't know who the mother or the father is. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph writes, Shem Avi Imo, if we do not know his maternal grandfather's name, then we call him up, B'Shem Ben Avram, meaning a Ben Avram Avinu. Hashem HaKosov, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. Avram is referred to as the father of all the nations. Dishu footnote number 9 deals with what happens if a child is adopting a Ben Me'umatz. So he brings down from Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, and he says, She'en Likroso B'Shem Oviv Me'amtso. You shouldn't call up the child by the adopted father's name, but you should call him up by his biological father's name if we know who that is. Because this could also lead to a Takola, because people would mistakenly think that the adopted father is his real biological father. However, the Shelus Shuvah slave Arya disagrees, and he says if everybody knows him by his adopted father, then it would be permissible to call him up by his adopted father's name, and we don't worry here about a takola. Obid, he says you should make sure that in the town records this is clear that this is the adopted father. And the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is, in Ein Yodim Eshem Oviv Amiti, if you don't know who the biological father is, the child is adopted, but we don't know who the biological father is, then it's certainly permissible to call him up by the adopted father's name. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Suma eno kori. The Mechaber says, you're not allowed to call up a blind person, because Lefisha also likros afilo osacha shalom enaksab, because how could the blind person possibly read from the Sefer Torah? Nebuch, he's blind. However, the Ramah adds, Maril kosav, the Maril writes, the achshav kori suma. We do, in fact, allow a blind person to get an aliyah, kemosha anumakri matur l'amaretz, just like we allow an amaretz who can't read from the Torah because he's unable to read, so do we allow a blind person who physically can't read, just like the amaretz mentally can't read, so therefore we allow both to get an aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis writes that nowadays we do call up a blind person. The reason is v'taymo the kivin shanu noagim shor shliach tzibur korei. Since we allow the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the one who's laning, the regular bal korei, to be the one who lanes, who korei mitoch ksav, and he is reading from the ksav, shuv lo ktaptin al ha'ola. Therefore, we're not makbid that the ola can't go up and read the shomea kone, because we say that the person who's getting the aliyah will listen, and it's as if he said it. the issue footnote number 10 brings down. What happens if a person can't hear, but he's able to speak? So the Prima Gaudium says, as long as he's able to say the words clearly, then it would be okay. If he's unable to say the words clearly, so the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that if most people would understand them, it would be okay. But if people can't understand them, then you should give somebody else the opportunity to get the Aliyah and not give the person who either stutters or can't say it clearly because people won't be able to hear him. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that the blind person or the Amoret should still try to say the Aliyah along quietly to himself, even though he's not reading it from inside, just because he's hearing it from the Baal Korah, he should still try to say each word along with the Baal Korah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel writes, Rod Shalomer, he means to tell us, Sha'anu Noagim Lohakel, that we are noeg today to be Mekel, Afilu im Eino Yochel Likros, Bashliach Tzibor Milo Bimilo Mitoch Asav. The bottom line is, even if the person cannot go and read along with the Baal Korah, he's still allowed to get the Aliyah. The Akarch Mitam Anal, and because of this, Hu Adim Besum, and therefore we allow a blind person as well, who certainly can't read along with him, because he's physically unable to read. Uladina halach lemaisa kvar kvasu achronim de noag lohokil kamariel. We today are make elect mariel to allow a blind person or an amaretz again aliyah. However, mikol makom leparshas paru parshas zocher nachon shelo likrosin lechatchila. However, for the two parshios over here that we always see are possibly doraisa, certainly parshas zocher according to most, and a minority say that parshas paru is also doraisa, it's preferable to have somebody that can go and read the aliyah from inside the sefer Torah to go get that aliyah. The Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Vav writes, the din zeh shel amaril kvar kosov darki Moshe besimen kuf lamid hei shelo nira, because the darki Moshe doesn't agree with this, and he writes bein suma or bein ama aretz, disagrees both for the suma and the ama aretz. If they're not able to read along with the Shliya Tzibur, it would be preferable that they not get the Aliyah. However, the Velt is no ache to allow them to get the Aliyah, but certainly lechatrila we shouldn't allow them to go up for Parshas Zohar or for Parshas Parah. In Dishu footnote number 13, he brings down from Nissan Karolit Shlita that if in fact somebody was called up and the Baal Korah knows that they're not able to read along with him, he should have in mind when he hears the bracha, the Baal Korah should have in mind when he hears the bracha that he wants to be Yotzei with that person's bracha, and he's as if he's getting the Aliyah, not the person who is actually being called up for the Aliyah, and this way you're Yotzei Lekol Deos. Siv Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Kol HaKorin Mevarach Lefanel Ulechra. Everybody who gets an Aliyah makes a bracha before and after his Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yudalit explains, After Medina Lo Yotzorech Levarach, technically you don't have to make a bracha before and after each Aliyah. Kim HaRishon Baracha Rishon. V'achron Baracha Achron. Only the first guy getting the Aliyah makes a bracha before the first Aliyah, and the last guy getting an Aliyah makes a bracha at the end of his last Aliyah. And all the middle Aliyahs, V'emtsoy Yotzin B'Rechosin, they are technically Yotzin with that bracha. However, the rabbis enacted that everybody should go and make a bracha before and after the Aliyah, because the people that are leaving early or coming in late, they'll think that you don't make a bracha on the Torah. Shelo yishmo birchas ha-paseach v'chosim, they didn't hear the first bracha and they didn't hear the very last bracha, and they're going to say v'yomu shekorim b'torah b'li bracha, and they're going to think mistakenly that you can read from the Torah without making a bracha. Shekol echad v'yechad miha'olin yivarach b'tchila v'sov kimoshin agayom, and therefore, as is the custom today, every person that gets an Aliyah makes a bracha before and after his Aliyah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tesvav adds, and he says, Hine le'achrel, the bracha that we make afterwards is the bracha of Ashenosan Lanu Tarasimes, etc., as we all know. And Lekuli Amma, that is a bracha of the Rabbanan. Well, for now, the bracha that we make beforehand, which is the bracha of Shabbacha Banu, so Yej Deos Ben Aposkin, Im Hidvar Torah de Rabbanan. There is a machlokis, whether that's a din de Reis or whether that's a din de Rabbanan. Bahani Milik Shalo Berech Adayin Birchas Torah. This is true when the person has not made Birchas HaTorah yet for himself. Alban Berach Kvar Birchas HaTorah, if he did make Birchas HaTorah on his own that morning, then everybody agrees, L'kul Yama, he the Rabbanan. Shenis Kinoam, this bracha was set up, Mishum Kvod HaTzibur, Kmo Shekos of Sivches, as we will learn in Sivches. Im Tovah Birchas HaTorah, Pasach HaShenos, Alonam Bim Kom HaShabacha, if you missed it up and you said the end bracha as the first bracha, Im Nisgar Kodem Shomer HaShem HaChasimo, if you remembered before you concluded, Baruch HaTo HaShem at the end of the bracha, Nusein HaTorah, Yaskul Me HaShabacha Bonan, then you can just start from it right where you are and say, but if you said the concluding bracha, but you didn't say no senator, but you just said bracha toshem, so avshadayin lo amar no senator, even though you didn't conclude the bracha, yisayim osa bracha, it's okay to have read the wrong bracha, asher notzan lono for the first bracha. Finish off that bracha, ula achar akriya yoma asher bracha banu. And then the end bracha, you'll now say the reverse, you'll say asher bracha banu. Furthermore, Od Kosov Shem, it says further over there, Imam Abracha Rishona Kuroi, if you said the first bracha properly, and then by the second bracha, Bracha Shnia, Tov Hiskel Asher Bracha Banu, you started by mistake to say the second bracha, the bracha after the laning, the same bracha as the first bracha, Asher Bracha Banu. So Im Niskar Terem Omro, Bracha Toshem Nosina Torah, if you didn't conclude the bracha yet, so then, wherever you are, stop, and Yaskel Mi Asher Nosin Lanu, say the end bracha the proper way. But if you said the second bracha incorrectly, you said Asher Bracha Banu the second time as well, then you have to say Yaschil Ora Pa Mitchilat Bracha, then you have to start from the beginning of the bracha and say it correctly. If you didn't say the words Nosin HaTorah, then just continue Miyad, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Asher Nasan Lanu, etc. V'chule, the way the second bracha is supposed to end. And concluded, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Nosin HaTorah. That concludes today's shir.